Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thought we were going to have to rescue you from Shatsky.
No. I just Shatsky. Didn't get to go on the when I got here because I was in the fog driving very slow to get here.
Right.
But anyway, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
There's some fog out there. And Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Alice 97.3. Sarah
what am I hearing?
Why am I hearing?
Maddie.
That was me.
Okay.
I have no idea what started.
I was like, who's singing the part? That's fun. Okay. Hi. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Creative Energy's end of year clearance sale is on now with the lowest prices of the year on hot tubs. Oh, we were in the hot tub last night. It's so delightful.
Where are you?
Yeah, of course.
Good for you.
Had to do it. My son's moving home, so that's going to really cramp our getting naked in the hot tub style. Saunas.
You sing you naked. What's the big deal?
And when he was a kid. And endless pools. Hurry! When the clearance inventory's gone, it's gone. Visit creativeenergy.com.
The party's over.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I mean, not great, but it's funny.
It's great for you, I guess.
No,
you know?
I mean, I don't know.
I do know.
Stop all the fun.
Creativeenergy.com. So if you were, if you've looked at the news in the last 12 hours, you probably know that Rob Reiner and his wife were found stabbed to death.
I didn't know it was a stabbing. There's not as much info as even that
to
the general public.
Actually a ton of info. It's
great.
Just that it's in different. Some people are saying this is who it is. Other people are saying they're not making any announcements yet.
They think they know who did it?
They do, and it's his 32-year-old son, allegedly. So here's the deal. This is everything I've got from multiple sources. So some of this stuff is bound to not be true. But I'm going to give you everything we've got, get everybody up to date, and we're going to check all morning long and, you know, get as many updates as we can. Legendary director Rob Reiner. In fact, I believe this is Spinal Tap 2. It began its streaming journey just like on Friday on Netflix or something. But that was his first movie that he ever directed was Spinal Tap.
These
do go to 11. But then he went on to do some of the biggest, most iconic, like When Harry Met Sally.
But he was Meathead before he was any of that,
he was
right?
Meathead, yeah.
Okay.
He was, I think, what was his name like? Michael Stivic. Meathead. 1984, This is Spinal Tap. That sort of kicked off his career, but he's the guy behind Stand By Me, which was based on a Stephen King book called The Body. The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, Misery, A Few Good Men, The American President, The Bucket List, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, and a million more. And TV shows and stuff too. He's like a producer on a lot of stuff.
I've seen him and stuff. I had no idea he was such an accomplished director.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that crazy? Like some of those movies. Bob's Movie Club knows about those movies.
Some of those are iconic
right.
movies. And such variety, too.
I know.
Very impressive.
Really? Because I feel like This is Spinal Tap was like very lo-fi, you know, sort of documentary style. And then to think that he did The Princess Bride or When Harry Met Sally.
And like Stand By Me. Those are four completely different movies.
Mm-hmm. And A Few Good Men.
Right.
Another completely different movie.
That you can't handle the truth?
Yes.
Yeah. Legendary director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle were murdered yesterday. They were found dead in their home in Los Angeles in an apparent homicide. Rob was 78. His wife was 70. When I first got the notification about this, they said two bodies were found in Rob Reiner's home and gave the ages as 78 and 68. I'm like, oh, my God. And I asked the kitchen bitch, how old is Rob Reiner? And it was 78. I'm like, oh my God, I think it's him. They had the wife at 68, but his wife was 70. Rob and his wife reportedly suffered, quote, lacerations consistent with a knife. this is an ongoing investigation, and the police are not saying that they have a person of interest. However, there are multiple sources saying it's their 32-year-old son, Nick. Now, Nick, I'm going to read you from People magazine here. People magazine cited multiple sources to report that Rob Reiner's son, 32-year-old Nick Reiner, described as a screenwriter, was suspected in the deaths. The outlet reported that Nick was alive and being questioned by police, but that no arrests had been made. People also reported that the couple's daughter, Romy Reiner, was the one who found the bodies. People magazine also referred back to a 2016 interview with the magazine in which Nick Reiner spoke about a years-long struggle with drug addiction and times of homelessness in multiple states. A statement issued by the Reiner family was published in Variety, saying it is with profound sorrow we announce the tragic passing of Michelle and Rob Reiner. That's really just a statement that they're gone. And that is as much info as I could find on the Nick Reiner thing. And I believe that they're saying he's been pulled in and questioned, but that the police aren't saying this is for sure the guy. Rob and Michelle also share another son named Jake. This is all alleged, by the way, not that they share another son, but that's all just allegation. Specifically, I was quoting People magazine, but that's in multiple sources. So their 32-year-old son, Nick, is allegedly the suspect. They have another son named Jake and a daughter, Romy. Rob also has an adopted daughter, Tracy, from his first marriage to Penny Marshall. Rob was born in 1947. He began his career as Steve Martin's writing partner on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour in 1968. They were the two youngest guys on the staff. 2 years later, he joined All in the Family. And All in the Family was, children, gather around. It was a sitcom, and it was about a racist dude. And well, it was about a family. All the way Glenn Miller played. Oh, do you have a little chunk of, Rob Reiner played Archie Bunker's daughter's boyfriend, Meathead.
He was very liberal, very progressive.
Right, as opposed to, very set in his ways, Archie Bunker.
But they would argue about anything, and this is just a little argument about putting on shoes and socks that I thought was really funny.
Hold it. What are you doing here? What? What about the other foot? There ain't no sock on it. I'll get to it. Don't you know that the whole world puts on a sock and a sock and a shoe and a shoe? I like to take care of one foot at a time.
You know, Rob Reiner was always goofy on that show. And he just looks like the perfect 70s dude, just like kind of a bad, almost page boy cut with the big mustache going. Like, with a little bit less, like, look on his face, he could be a 70s porn star. He's that guy. So he joined All in the Family in 1970.
Off of the writing gig he had with Steve Martin.
I guess, yeah, he got, okay. Right. He got known as a funny dude. His directorial debut was not until 1984. That was This Is Spinal Tap. That is really all the info we have as of right now. So we're going to keep an eye on this and check.
But in a nutshell, the son that's an addict,
yep,
is being questioned as we speak.
Yep.
Okay.
And an interview done in 2016 where he's talking about problems that he's having with addiction and homelessness. That's almost 10 years ago. So he's early 20s at that point. I would just like to say for the record, it is entirely possible that People magazine doesn't know. It's possible that we might be just completely, what allegations they're making could be completely untrue. So until we hear something official from the cops.
Were they robbed?
It does not say that.
Knives are
quite a way to.
Well, it's very sad because it sounds very much like the addict son killed his parents. And honestly, that's one of those. When you said their screenwriter son, I went, oh, he's a screenwriter like every other person not working in LA.
Right. Well,
okay.
I'm sure that if this is a person who's been homeless and had problems with drugs, that they aren't just handing him checks whenever he wants one.
That is absolutely where the frustration comes. You have money. Mm. I need it.
Speaking of addicts, and so we'll update that story as much as possible. Andy Dick has checked himself in to rehab.
Good.
I know. So he had an overdose like on the street this past week. And they say a lot of his friends were all over him and found him a place and he checked himself in.
I'd read over the weekend briefly, because I wasn't really digging into the story, but that he is a heavy daily drinker and that the crack was just a little moment in time.
Sure, but I'll do that.
He's usually absolutely drinking way too much every single day.
So he told TMZ himself that he was going into rehab in Palm Springs, someplace in the Palm Springs area. TMZ reported that he was very animated on the phone with them. He's cracking jokes. It's clear he's ready to commit to cleaning up. You know, let's hope so.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be?
He is someone who's had access to Dr. Drew and he has access to help.
Yes.
This isn't just.
That's not necessarily the cure, right?
No, I understand. I just mean that he's had a lot of very good professional help. So it is on him to go to this Palm Springs location and follow through.
It is looking like his friend, her name is Jennifer Jimenez, and she and her husband picked up Andy, and it's looking from these photos like they're the ones who brought him. They've been friends for 20 years. Jennifer was on Celebrity Rehab with Andy, and it looks like they're the ones who delivered him to the rehab somewhere in the Palm Springs area. So that's actually good news.
He's not a young guy either. I mean,
he's like, I think it was 58.
The news radio was a long, 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 long time ago.
It was. And I'll leave you with this. Jacob Elordi, already sick and tired of the paparazzi. He has been famous for like a minute and a half, I think. The first time I ever noticed Jacob Elordi was in the movie Saltburn. But I think he's on...
Well, he plays Euphoria. Frankenstein.
Euphoria. Oh, yeah. And he's Frankenstein.
He's very good in that.
People do think that was a good turn for him. But yeah, Euphoria is the first place. I don't know if that's like the first gig he ever got. Probably not, but.
He was in a little film, Netflix film called The Kissing Booth, which is comically bad, but it was just so fun to watch with, what's her face?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know The Kissing Booth?
No, I'm just joking.
Oh. Anyway, he's already sick of the paparazzi. He's been famous for, 25 minutes. And he was being followed around a train station in Paris last week when a photographer was like, Jacob, we love you. We love you. Do you have any of the audio from
that?
Yeah,
here you go.
Jacob, we love you.
Okay.
Jacob.
You make it really hard for me to live.
We love you. I swear. I don't know. We like your work.
All right. Hold on. You can barely hear him. We love you. We love you. You make it really hard for me to live. And then he said, no, I love you. And he said, I don't love you. It repeats. You make it really hard for me to live. And it doesn't.
I feel this.
You make it really hard for me to live.
I feel that.
It doesn't seem to be a one-off. A few months ago, Jacob was caught on camera snapping at an official at the Venice Film Festival. Don't tell me what to do. He's like a young Aussie. Don't tell me what to do. He's 28. Like, get a job in retail, buddy. I mean, it's not too late to back out of this. Just get a different haircut. Try not to be so cute and find something else to do. If it's already really bothering you.
But I also feel him. You can imagine he's out just going, what the?
You know what, though?
You make it hard to live.
When you watch the video, he's got two security guys, and they're kind of overdoing it, like looking around with their arms out, like, and nobody's paying attention.
He actually loves the attention.
Except for the one paparazzi. And I'm like, if he walked by himself.
Well, you can't tell how many paparazzi there are.
It might be a whole line of
people. Yeah, it could be a whole group of people annoying him.
It didn't seem like it. And it seemed like he made it worse with the security. He could have just walked through with sunglasses on and, like, probably nobody would have said anything.
It's very interesting, the whole, Jacob, we love you. And they're baiting him to look over and give them the face shot that they need. And I can imagine there are plenty. And Sean Penn was a classic.
Oh yeah,
with this, he would just attack them.
Attack? I'm like gonna yell give at you. Them?
Yeah, attack them.
No, he punched
physically. Attack them.
Yeah. Yes. I didn't know that.
And I understand, like, you know, that
with a cig hanging out of his mouth.
It takes a certain amount of self control to even be able to say what he's saying here, which is, you know,
I'm making it hard for me.
He's not hitting them.
I don't like
and he's,
this.
I don't know if he's a fighter, but he's 6'5", right?
He's very tall.
He's a big dude.
He's very skinny,
six,
though. 6'6". Oh.
Make it really hard for me to live.
Anyway, Jacob Elordi, already sick and tired of the paparazzi. And he's at the very beginning. All right, Vinny, I'm out of time. What do you got coming up?
10 things that happened 10 years ago this week and more after these.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Do. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Don't forget, coming up on Thursday, just a few days from now, and 1 week before Christmas, at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's another Holiday Bob's Movie Club. This week's assignment is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Check it out on Hulu or wherever you can find it. I suppose you could rent it if you don't subscribe to Hulu. And then meet us here, 6 a.m. on Thursday to talk about it.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Yeah, you can lose weight during the holidays with Jumpstart MD. Start for just $25 when you mention radio. Call 855-JUMPSTART. Or visit jumpstartmd.com. Good morning.
Hello.
Here's what's happening. But oh, happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you.
Fog and clouds today. Highs in the mid-50s. We have rain expected by Wednesday. And as I look at everything I've read seems to mean we're going to get a lot of rain and our fingers are crossed for snow. We don't know if that's going to get cold enough.
You're speaking my language.
So we'll see, and I'll keep an eye on it.
I'm back, baby.
But I know the resorts just don't have, they didn't get that dump that they needed. And so they're making snow. And
I'm a bad, bad storm.
I wish you would really just give us some snow.
Well, maybe if you ask me nicely, I will.
Please give us some snow.
Well, I'll think about it.
Okay.
God, you just ask for everything. You're never happy with what I give you.
Right now, the atmosphere river could deliver warm, wet Christmas to the Bay Area.
God, I'm such a little bitch.
You're acknowledging that.
Yeah.
Okay. Not helpful.
We'll see. We'll see how well-behaved you are. I'll check with Santa. See if you deserve it.
I just want to acknowledge this as we do some news. I want to say it was a very violent weekend with the Brown shootings in Australia and Rob Reiner. It was a lot.
It was a lot.
With that, I say the Niners won. Yay!
Yeah, it was great.
Go Niners.
Destroyed.
Pat somehow managed to lose to the Bills, even though they led by 21-0 at the end of the...
Well, the Bills, you know, they're pretty good, I hear.
Them.
Tonight on Monday Night Football, the Dolphins are at Steelers, 5:15 game time. Both teams are trying to, well, let's see if Aaron Rodgers can get the W or the Dolphins can just go.
Yeah. Right? As people are starting to get eliminated, I have to admit, I chuckle a little at the Chiefs being out.
Out. And
first time in like 10 years.
Yes, it's been a long time they haven't been in the playoffs. And that dude, who many would call the best football player on the field in the league right now, he's out for next year. Tore his ACL. Like, that takes a while to come back from.
Yeah, you're not rushing that.
Nope, you're not. That's not a, like that time when he was limping around with whatever was wrong with his ankle, I was going, he's a stud. Like, he's hurt. He can't even walk without a limp. And he's out there running and hucking the ball and playing and getting the W.
Which player is this?
Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh.
Not Mr. Swift.
Not Kelsey.
Which is who, of course, we all thought of.
10 things that happened 10 years ago this week. These are, I think they are fun because
we like
sort
them.
Of get a look back and go,
where were we in 2015?
10 years.
Right. Christmas was rolling in. What was going on, Ben?
The top Google searches of 2015, Lamar Odom ranked first after he almost died of an overdose at a brothel in Nevada.
Oh, 10 years ago. Incredible.
The rest of the top five searches are for Jurassic World, American Sniper, Caitlyn Jenner, and Ronda Rousey, who I guess was still fighting at that point.
I guess so.
And at one time, if you didn't know, Ronda Rousey was a lock for a win.
Yeah.
A lock.
We paid for that fight. It was like a pay-per-view, the one where she didn't win.
But that's how fighting goes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, watching Mike Tyson get put down on the canvas was like, what just happened? Whoop. Buster Douglas, who? He became the new champ. And there was Mike Tyson on the canvas looking for his mouthpiece. Ugh.
Mm.
Shocked the world. Anyway, so that was your top searches. Merriam-Webster's word of the year isn't a word. It was the suffix ism.
Oh.
Mm. Racism, feminism, terrorism.
Just ism.
Ism.
All the isms.
Advanced ticket sales for The Force Awakens hit $100 million.
Whoa. Before they even showed the movie.
The first new Star Wars movie in a decade went on to gross over $2 billion worldwide.
Mm. Do you remember that story? I feel like we just talked about it recently, where there was a guy who was terminally ill, one of like the huge Star Wars fan, and they wound up getting him a screening a couple weeks before it even opened to make sure he got to see it.
That's one of those where you go, how much did they buy the Star? How much did Disney spend to get the Empire?
I thought it was like $9 billion.
No, I think it was like $2 billion.
Yeah,
which I hate to say that's not that much, but when you hear about, you know, these mergers that are $87 billion.
And I realize this is a gross of $2 billion, so they had to pay out to, you know,
they
whatever.
They paid $4
billion. $4
billion. $4 billion.
Still, when you see that take, you go, well, they kind of knew what they were doing there, didn't they?
I think it worked out.
Yeah. Thriller broke another record. These are 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week, and
Thriller,
we'll never get
song?
To 10. Thriller... The record broke another record. It became the first album to ever go 30 times platinum in the United States alone.
Wow. Wow. Well, I definitely...
That's over 30 million copies sold.
Most of those were probably actual copies. Like, I had that on cassette at least once, and I had the CD.
I had the album, cassette, and CD.
Oh, my God.
The Eagles' Greatest Hits album is the only other album to do it. 30 million in the U.S. alone. And the Eagles are fine. They're fine musicians. They've got fine songs.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's them, though.
Mm.
Can you?
I can. Ugh. I know a lot of people who are like, Eagles. Amazing.
Eagles.
Yeah. Hotel California. I mean, come on, you guys. I like the Eagles.
Yeah, but... All right.
But I'm with you. Like, of all of the acts out there, I would think that would be, you know, Dark Side of the Moon or some Zeppelin album or something would be 30 million copies. But no, it's the Eagles.
Barbara Walters, 10 years ago this week, Barbara Walters hit on Bradley Cooper.
Hot.
He was one of her 10 most fascinating people in 2015. And she flat out told him she'd love to sleep with him.
I love it.
He was 40 at the time. She was 86. And I can't say what she actually said to him because it was, there was no mistaking what she wanted.
She didn't say it on camera then.
She may have said it on camera. I'm not willing to say it into this microphone with, you know, my paycheck hanging in the balance.
Well, if you're Barbara Walters and you're like, that dude is smoking hot and you're willing, why wouldn't you? I mean, you're 86. What do you have
to lose? It's the last sentence here. If you can see that.
You know what? I will amend that slightly. I find you very doable. Rhymes with doable.
Said it to him straight up, though.
And you might use a drill to do that.
Yeah, you've said worse.
I know I have.
We just don't want no trouble. That's the motto around here.
Trying to get through. We have 1 week left in this year, and I want to get there.
Let's get through 2025 unscathed.
Without a meeting. Well, we've got meetings planned, but they don't have anything to do with me in particular. And I want to keep it that way. Woo! Anyway, Barbara going off. Check
I wonder
her out.
If you're Bradley Cooper, if you're like, oh, what would that be like?
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Or would you be like, I might break that lady.
That's a good story.
Well, you can be
on the bottom. Gentle, tender.
Loving, caring, caressing.
Nah, Barbara likes it. She wants it
wild. I think of the thoughts in my head at the time were probably gentle, but I love that you went just straight for it on the bottom.
You could just be just like you do. You get what you need. I'm just going to enjoy the view, I think.
Or not.
Right. I'll close my eyes.
Maybe. Sports Illustrated named Serena Williams their sports person of the year. She was very dominant at this time. She won everything except her own charity 5K.
Oh, she didn't win that, huh?
Fresh off being crowned sports person of the year, she was caught in scandal as she hosted a charity race in Miami and caught a cab down the street after she thought she'd left the cameras behind.
Wow.
Except that
it's a 5K.
There she is getting in a cab and caught on camera in all her racing gear. She'd been dealing with some injuries, and insider said she didn't want to run this, but she felt she needed to at least make a showing of it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the cameras don't lie as the sports person of the year jumped in a cab to finish a 5K.
What was the prize? I mean, like, did she try to, like, claim the prize after everybody saw her get in there? Or was she just like, I'm hurt. Take me to the finish line where I'll greet everyone as they run in. I greeted them on the way out. I'll greet them on the way back in.
That is unbelievable. Anyway, there you go. There's that.
I like
that's
that.
That's always fun.
It's always fun to take a peek back in history, recent history. It's funny because in 2015, we were still 5 years out from the pandemic. Like it had to be, it was an innocent time. It was a different time.
An innocent time.
Because I was just thinking like 5 years from now or less, you'll be saying, you know, 10 years ago today, we got our first taste of the coronavirus. That started to be a thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's to this day, I think everybody has their own feelings about their reaction to it. Mine was completely naive.
Well, who would have ever thought that the world could shut down that
way?
A
lot of people, they make movies about these kinds of things all the time, and I ignore everything as if it's just a joke.
Yeah.
And then there I am as the pandemic, and they're saying all the shutdowns, and I'm thinking, 6 weeks max.
Yeah. Yes.
And then I find myself
your summer plans
outside the Target before they open so I can get toilet paper. Like, who had that on their bingo card?
Not I.
Toilet paper will be the thing.
Especially the way we buy toilet paper in bulk these days. I'm like, well, we'll never run out of that. I mean, do we ever have to buy it again? Feels like a lifetime supply.
Oh, people.
But people were like bartering, like, do you have any eggs? Because I've got two rolls of toilet paper. I'll trade for them. Shauna, we all started cooking. And
Shauna moved into her mother's house. Her mom died last year. And in the garage is literally a lifetime supply of single ply toilet paper. So she's like, I can't use this. And I don't want to give it to, She wants to give it away. I'm like, she's like, I don't want to even do that to homeless people. Like, no, who wants single ply toilet paper?
Well, if you bunch enough of it RVs, up,
yeah,
sure,
I mean, that's why that's still widely available. None of us want a breakthrough. My God, we'd have to cut a finger off. But in reality, that single ply is what they use in RVs. It's what they use in outhouses. I mean, people who have septic systems can't use two ply, or if they do, each time the person comes to clean the place, they get the talking to.
Ugh.
The paper you're using, you're killing us.
Mm.
I mean,
and toilet paper now, if you buy like Charmin or you know some premium, like it feels too thick. I'm like, you don't really need to be this thick. It feels like you should be like instantly dissolving in water.
Mm. Well, that's the thing. That's what he's got to, you know, if you want some. I know a
lifetime
guy.
Supply. Whole garage full of it.
Yeah, I don't want that. there must be a happy medium somewhere. Donate it to a school or something. Don't they use, you know, cheap toilet paper? Budget cuts?
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
How about a fast fact?
Okay, sure. Fast facts.
Beck.
Yeah.
Thought the song Loser was mediocre and didn't want it released as a single.
Mm.
His record label said, too bad for you. Mm,
that's the one.
It's the one, and it went on to be his biggest hit to this day.
Is that so?
Name the other.
I mean, I feel like I know a lot of Beck songs.
I know a lot of, I'm a huge Beck fan. And
but yeah,
yet,
what was the biggest
Loser
hit?
Was on the radio in alternative, in hard rock. It was everywhere.
He was one of the worst interviews I ever did. I was working at The Point when that came, in St. Louis when that came out. And he was a kid, like, wasn't he 16 or 17?
He was a record label or some executive's kid who put made out an album.
Thing. He came in and he just really was not there. You know, those people. Like, I guess I have to be, they put me here. And I'm like, so how's your life changed? And, you know, you have this hit record. And he's like, it's about the same. I'm like, really? The same? Like,
well, my dad's rich, so I didn't need any
money. Yeah, so I didn't need any money. Everything's the same, but I'm like, but what about that you're sitting in a radio station right now? What about that you're miles from your house? It's all the same. Okay.
That's no fun. Mm. The interview that stands out to me, and I don't mean to pick on this person, you know, whatever. You were there for it, though.
I feel like I know who it's going to be.
Go ahead and say.
Ed Norton Jr.
Nope.
Oh.
No, that guy was a D, but that's... He's a huge actor and completely out of touch and whatever.
Mm. Josh Lucas.
No, his name was Eagle Eye Cherry.
Oh. Mm.
And this guy was, he had a hit. Save Tonight?
Save Tonight.
It's a good song.
When the break of dawn come tomorrow.
I don't love the guy though. And I was, you know, we were happy to have him in because it was a record label thing where they were like, this guy, he's got a hit and you're going to talk to him. And we went, okay, whatever.
Sounds great.
And he did not want to be there, and he hated every second of it. And we were like, okay.
You're excused.
Have a good one.
Thank you for putting your face in front of our faces. And yeah. Well, there is a formula to success. Once you get a hit song, if you go and spread the love and are friendly and make radio DJs feel like you're pals now, like, it's amazing. And fans feel like they're special. That's, people are like, that guy, I like that guy. And if you don't, and you're a pill, or you don't want to meet any, you're already above it all. Good luck to you.
Who gets up at this hour? We do every day.
Yeah, every single
day. And you're here
day.
And up. So let's get with the program and do this. Nope. Nah.
Nah.
Okay, Eagle Eye.
Have a good one.
Peace.
Yeah.
What's, 800-400-3697 is our text number, and Maddie's on the show.
Maddie.
Let's see here. One from the 408. Hey, listen, the Sharks overcame a 4-goal third period deficit to beat the Penguins in overtime. It was the biggest comeback in franchise history. Colleen and Zach reminding you that San Jose has a professional hockey team. We know.
Okay, thank you.
They also have an 80 plus game season. So we'll get to them. If in fact they do get anywhere near the playoffs, we'll start talking about that.
Oh, they'll get in the playoffs. Everybody in hockey.
Yeah, they haven't though in many years. So let's
hope. One of the two.
Fingers are crossed.
6'5", good morning from Columbus, Ohio. Watching the live stream while I'm on my walking pad. It's snowing outside. Alex, listening on the YouTube, watching the YouTube.
Oh, it's snowing.
So nice. Weather outside
hey, Alex.
Is right.
From 510, Bob, you're great to watch when they talk about old stuff. The look on your face is classic. My kids are 38 and 35, and they sometimes have that same look when I talk to them.
She's actually waving at the camera right now. You look good on camera. You have the best lighting of all of us. We're on. We're live on YouTube every morning now. So if you're sitting at your computer, you can have us on in the background and right, on, and then flip over if you hear us talking about something visible that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to YouTube and Google and hit Alice973. We pop right up. All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, I have a matchmaking situation for you guys. This might be good.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.